values and are not influenced by negative traits and habits which they will pick up here and there and along the way. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask every caretaker about the people under his care. And a man will be asked about the people of his household. Good upbringing of children in our care is a responsibility. And inshallah, allow me today to perhaps touch on a few important aspects that we as parents need to bring into the lives of ourselves and into the lives of our children. You see, we marvel at the fact that our children have got 5 A's and 6 A's and 7 A's, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, as parents, we are proud of it. They worked hard. They achieved what they had to achieve. However, in life, there are other more important A's that we need to focus on. And for me, the most important A in my life, in your life, and the life of our children is adab and respect. That is the first A that we have to sort out in the lives of our children. Allah forbid, if for some reason or the other our children do not make it in terms of material aspect, or they do not climb the ladder, or they do not go as far as we envisage, or as far as we hope that they would have gone. But wallah, if they have these morals of adab and respect in them, then they are human. Hada rijal, this is a man. And friends, you know, we will go through some examples. My elders are sitting here. I'm still young in front of them. They can guide me along the way of how this was inculcated in our lives. We did not go to the most elitist of schools. Whether we could go or whether we could not go, that's a topic on its own. We did not attend schools that were worth 100,000 per annum. Our children sent us to a school that was 2 rand per year. My elders will remember. 2 rand fees you paid for the year. But wallah, they gave us something that was priceless. They inculcated in us habits that you cannot attach monetary value to it. And the first thing that they taught us was respect. Respect for others, respect for authority is a very important value in society. Alongside respect, children will learn self-discipline and patience. We need to understand, as fathers sitting here, as parents sitting here, as grandparents sitting here, the conduct of a child, the respect of a child, is the reflection of the nature of his or her upbringing. You know, there were days, friends, when we used to go visiting, and had we shown any type of disrespect, just the look of our parents was enough. Our elders will tell you. If they had to just look at you with those eyes, you knew tonight you're going home, you're in problem. That was the quality of respect that we showed for our elders, for our imams, for our authority, for our ustads, for our teachers. Well, I cannot explain to you that how we have lost this gem in society. There's a Swahili saying of East Africa. The Swahilis, they have a saying in East Africa. They say, those who are not taught manners by their children, those who are not taught manners by their parents will be taught ill manners. The East Africa have a saying that if we are not going to teach our children manners, friends, you know, for our ustads, Ya Kareem Allah, the level of respect we had. You know, there's a incident that is etched in my mind and in my memory. I was walking one day along the path, and my ustad was coming from the other side, from the opposite side. Wallah, and I could not bear the fact of crossing paths with him. I was riding a bicycle. I left my bicycle there, and I moved, and I shot away from there. That was the level of respect we had for our teaching, our ustads, and our parents. We could not sit on the table where our elders were sitting. We could not sit and eat till our elders did not eat first. If fruit was brought into the house, the elders had to eat first. If any luxury was brought into the house, the elders had to eat first. Hi, my friends, where are we going with respect? Wallah, your child can have 7 A's in his life. But if he's bereft of respect, and if he's bereft of the most important A and adab, that child has got absolutely nothing. Mark my words. And on the opposite, if a child might not excel academically, a child might not have the brains of moving up the ladder, but if that child has got respect and akhlaq, that child will go very far in life. So the most important is adab. The first A of our lives is adab. Then the second moral, and that is why Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahumullah was a very great saint and a muhaddis of his time. He said that I spent 30 years of my life learning manners. I spent 30 years of my life learning manners, and I spent 20 years learning knowledge. I spent years of my life learning manners and 20 years of my life learning knowledge. That is why the first and most important aspect of the lives of our children is adab and respect. If they will have respect for their ustads, for their parents, for their teachers, for their elders, for authority, for their kitabs, for their books, for their Quran, for their bags, whatever it may be. If they will have qadr of these things, if they will value and respect these things, my friends, then Allah will open the hearts of knowledge to them. Allah will cause knowledge to flow from their hearts and from their lips. Although academically they might not be very bright, but if they're bereft of that, I have seen many in my life that excelled in their classrooms. But wallah, because they questioned authority, because they questioned their ustads, because they did not show respect to their parents, Allah deprived them of taking work of deen from them. Well, Allah deprived them, because it is not your capability, it is not qabiliyat, it is qubuliyat. It is not how you excel in life, it is who Allah accepts, and Allah accepts that person who will show respect to life. That is the first and most important. There were 7 moral values that we need to teach our children. So remember, the first one is respect, and my time is up already. But Abdul Razak, we need to sort out this time. Inshallah, speak to the committee if they can give us a few minutes extra. Inshallah. Allah give us the understanding, inshallah, of bringing this important aspect. Once a week, inshallah, we'll touch on one topic, one aspect, and let us go home and think about it. And give it some serious thought. And see where our children are lacking. And if they're lacking in respect, let us not be shy to bring down that foot and say, you know what, here they are. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Inshallah, on Tuesday, after the Maghrib, the Ustad and Rector and Principal of Darul Uloom Zakaria, inshallah, will be conducting a program. We'll be talking to parents and anybody as well, inshallah, on the important aspect of our children, the upbringing of children, the challenges that the Iman is facing at the moment with the various threats and onslaughts against our children, inshallah. So this program will take place, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah on Tuesday, inshallah. Let us try to attend and encourage others also to attend. And alhamdulillah, every week we have the opportunity of contributing towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, now that January is almost finished, inshallah, most of us have our paychecks. Let's not forget the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we have the facility of the card machine, inshallah. Let us use that. And instead of earning e-bucks, we earn e-rewards. E-rewards, eternal rewards, inshallah. If we swipe the card, inshallah, for every rand, up to 700 rand rewards, inshallah. So keep that in mind. So every time you swipe the card, e-rewards, inshallah, eternal rewards. May Allah give us the understanding. Wa ma'ali.
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه أصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أوقظ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد على الإيمان ولك الشكر على الإسلام ولك الحمد على كل نعمة يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك
اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا من صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.